Every winter, Indianapolis roadways take a beating, and the Department of Public Works is tasked to repair hundreds of thousands of potholes. WFYI's Jill Sheridan sat down with DPW Director Brandon Herget to talk about this year's pothole season and why Indianapolis gets hit so hard.
We just want to understand a little bit more. You know, there was a very hard freeze last month that it seemed like the roads just opened up. Talk a little bit about the process that we hear about, you know, that thaw and freeze that really impacts our roadways.
Yeah, so we live in a city that in some places has 100-year-old infrastructure, right? And unfortunately, that freeze-thaw cycle that you mentioned, we've seen that get worse and worse over the last few years. We've talked a lot about it, the department, dealing with the real-time impacts of climate change. And I think that's an example of it. So in January, as you pointed out, we saw precipitation, mostly in the form of rain, not as much in snow. But that precipitation does get down then into the cracks and fissures that develop over time in our roadways. And when that happens, that freeze-thaw cycle starts to break down the substructure underneath the asphalt and the pavement, and that winds up creating those voids that become potholes that all of us deal with as we drive our city streets.
You know, we know that Indianapolis roadways, like you mentioned, are a lot older than some of our surrounding suburbs. That plays into it as well. I mean, we have older infrastructure.
Older infrastructure, and it's not just what's at the surface, it's also what's underneath. We have old stormwater infrastructure, we have old utility infrastructure, we have all sorts of factors that play into how our roads are deteriorating in some areas. And so knowing that, we've put a plan in place where we've grown our capital budget year over year for the past 8 years. We have a $284 million capital budget this year. And when construction season starts here, end of March, beginning of April, we're going to have a bunch of projects going across our entire county, but also focused here in the short term with filling potholes and having the right crews and the right material necessary to do that as efficiently as possible.
And we have seen crews out, you know, especially it's a big week in Indianapolis, crews out filling potholes. We're now using the hot mix earlier than ever. Talk a little bit about that, why that makes a difference.
It makes a huge difference. I've talked a couple times about this, that there are three main factors when it comes to maintenance. It's the right trained personnel, which we certainly have. We're the best staff that we've been in a long time at DPW. It also requires then the right material. We got access to that material the first week of February. That beat our previous record from last year by 3 full weeks, and that's because of the partnership that we have with our local suppliers and the work that previous directors, the mayor, and the council have put into establishing those relationships and the budgets. And then Mother Nature. And that's the one we can't control. And so thankfully, last week we saw temperatures all the way up in the 60s, which meant our crews could get out there, could use that hot mix material. It needs to be 45 degrees or above in order to use that material so you get the good bind. And so last week we were able to get started early. We had 170 crew members out a day on 10-hour shifts, and we dropped over 475 tons of asphalt on our city streets and filled 22,000 potholes again just last week alone. And that's three times as many as we had done previous year over year.
Knowing that, you know, a complete rehaul of the infrastructure really makes a difference as far as long-term improvement for people on the roadways. Talk about the long-term plans.
Yeah, so again, we have a $284 million capital plan this year alone. Over the next 5 years, that's a $1.2 billion capital plan. That's the largest by far that we've ever seen as a city. And that's because of very aggressive budgeting, of working together with partners at the State House on addressing some of the inequities of the road funding formula, and being aggressive in pursuing federal grants and other grant opportunities. So we've got a lot of work to do is what that means, but I think there is a lot of work to do, and our constituents are counting on us to get it done.
Thank you for coming in today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.